93.9 WKYS, number one for hip-hop and R&B in the DMV. Britt is here. She's got a look at the news. Britt, what's going on?
Well, Russ, a teenager was fatally gunned down in Northeast yesterday evening. Police responded to the 1400 block of Downing Street Northeast around 7:22 p.m. for a shooting. The suspect is in custody. Two people are dead in two different Potomac locations, but the deaths could be related. One of the deaths happened yesterday afternoon when a car crashed into a tree along Piney Meeting House Road. There was a pistol on the passenger seat. The other occurred within minutes, 2 miles away, and a small fire at a house on Great Elm Drive. There's yet another possible link to a violent crime for the suspect in the case of the missing University of Virginia student. Officials near Lynchburg, Virginia are investigating whether Jesse Matthews was involved in another death of 23-year-old Cassandra Morton in 2009. In court yesterday, 42-year-old Omar Gonzalez was charged with three federal and local offenses linked to the September 19th incident in which he climbed a fence and ran into the White House armed with a knife. He could face up to 10 years in prison. Now, this story is a chilling one. Police in Prince George's County, Maryland, are looking into a possibility that a movie plot may have motivated the violent fights at an amusement park Saturday night. Before the Halloween festival, students tweeted that the theme for the night was The Purge, a movie where crimes are permitted without consequences for a night. The incredibly violent attacks were documented on video, and bystanders were heard chanting Purge as people were beaten. And in other news, a lot of new laws take effect today in Maryland, including the law decriminalizing marijuana. Possessing small amounts of pot will no longer mean possible jail time. Those 21 years and older caught with less than 10 grams of weed will be subject to fines. The first offense is $100. I'm Britton. That's your KYS News Brief. For more stories, you can go to news1.com.